When you're young and in college, just about everything feels like it's in flux. Your identity itself is unfinished. Well, a few months ago, sound effect producer Jennifer Wing made a trip to the top of a ridge in eastern Washington near Ellensburg to a spot where young adults are working out who they're going to be. Monastash Ridge Observatory is an unusual place. Massive scientific instruments are usually reserved for professionals, but here, undergraduates from the University of Washington are in charge of the observatory's giant telescope. That trust and that freedom give the young people a chance to make discoveries about both the heavens and themselves. Sound Effect's Jennifer Wing takes it from here.
The Monastash Ridge Observatory, or MRO, sits on top of this huge stretch of Earth that pops out of the surrounding landscape of flat Timothy hayfields. The ridge is actually an earthquake fault line, one of several in this part of the state. Getting to the observatory involves a white-knuckle drive on a road full of rocks, a creek, and at least one washout. Luckily, I'm driving in an old Jeep Cherokee with high clearance. Parker Miles Blom, the station's photographer, who also knows how to change a tire, is in the passenger seat.
Wow, look at that. There's a truck down there that hit a tree.
Wait, seriously?
Like
there's
it, it looked like an old 80s pickup. It had been smashed into a tree. The doors, windows, everything are gone.
Wow. Hopefully that won't be us. We arrive at the top in one piece. And since it's summer and early evening, there's still a lot of light. We're almost 4,000 feet up. We enter the whitewashed building. Most of the lower level feels like a bunker. 21-year-old Megan Kokoris and 26-year-old Mercedes Thompson, who are both studying physics and astronomy, give us a quick tour.
Don't drink the tap water. It's collected outside. Berto, do I still go in that room? It smells really bad.
What's the source of the smell?
Mice.
They had a mama mouse take refuge.
We head upstairs to the living room and kitchen area. Parker and I brought up two pizzas to share with the four students.
This is where me, Sonia, and Mercedes sleep. So Sonia and Zach.
Hi.
Hi.
One wall is mostly windows. It's truly a bird's eye view. Mount Stewart is off to the left, Ellensburg down to the right. Sleeping bags are spread out on the big sofa. There's a TV and a record player. This place is like overnight camp or a fancy treehouse for astronomy students, except the food, it's so much better. 20-year-old Sonia Delcasol, another dual physics and astronomy major, goes over the menu.
So right now we're making wontons with like tofu, carrots, napa cabbage, and mushrooms. We also have stir-fried green beans with scrambled eggs on top, and ginger and garlic.
Yeah, are you guys hungry?
Yeah, well, we brought the pizza. This is so much better than the pizza.
You should eat with us.
But I don't want to take any food away from you guys.
No,
Megan and Mercedes continue the tour and save the best for last. They lead the way into the cavernous room that holds the telescope. The instrument is a large white cylinder hanging from the ceiling.
So this is our telescope. So just be careful not to hit your head or hit any wires.
Yeah, be mindful of the wires.
Yeah.
They open the dome. Back in 1972, when this place was first built, everything here was state-of-the-art. Today, it's a bit obsolete. Over the decades, telescopes went from being operated in person to being manipulated remotely by computers. This observatory is now mostly used to teach astronomy students like Megan.
So it's cool going from remotely using a telescope to actually being hands-on, controlling it here.
And just because this telescope is old doesn't mean it hasn't had any updates. Megan holds up an Xbox controller. This is what opens the enormous dome and moves the telescope around. As the sun gets lower in the sky, the telescope is pointing at zenith.
Zenith means it's pointing straight above us. So from zenith, we can go to the RA and declination, which is basically the latitude and longitude of the stars. And so if it's not at zenith, it doesn't know where to go.
We make our way out onto the roof.
You can hold on to this.
Yeah, that's
okay.
This is beautiful.
Yeah, it's fun. The wind farm will start blinking red at night. It's also, you're lucky that it's this week because you're going to be able to see the Milky Way out tonight.
Yeah.
I love telling people about space.
Why?
Oh, it's amazing.
Megan and Mercedes get really excited talking about astronomy and how they're able to learn so much about space by using instruments like this telescope, which is essentially a giant light catcher.
You're literally collecting light, and to be able to find the distance, the temperature, what is in the atmosphere of the star, the type of the star, how old it is, how long it's going to live, if there are planets around it, so many things. And that's just with like stars. It's amazing to be able to learn all that stuff just by collecting light.
Yeah, I definitely, it is a really cool connection because I don't think most people get a lot of chance to be like that close to something that far away.
Like last night, we had some extra time. We decided to look at a spiral galaxy. So, you know, it's like our Milky Way. So it's what you think of as a galaxy. And we look through the finder scope, you know, you can't see anything. And you take an image and there's this amazing like spiral with all these arms, the big like core that you can see.
Tonight, they'll be collecting images of stars to learn if their light varies. Megan and Mercedes start talking about how the universe is accelerating and expanding and how the Milky Way will someday collide with Andromeda, and I'm trying to keep up with them.
I don't know if you were taught this, but the raisin bread analogy, you have bread, dough, and you put raisins in it, and as it bakes, everything expands and gets farther apart. And that's basically what's happening to our universe.
I think one of my favorite, like, I feel like studying you really realize, like, how unique being able to exist really is. By one of our professors, Brownlee, he had this fact, if I'm remembering it correctly, it was like, if intelligent life is not within the 100 closest stars to us, based on the speed limit of the speed of light, they will never physically be able to reach us because the universe is expanding so much that they'll never be able to close the distance between us and them.
We wait for the sun to go down, and we eat the delicious meal. Mercedes shares more about the culture of this place, which veers in directions that have nothing to do with science and everything to do with being silly and juvenile.
If you're on a trip where there's another group coming after you, we always try and prank each other. Mm-hmm. So the group before us made all these, like, butt drawings. There's like a drawing in the control room right now that's MRO with like human legs and a butt.
Cleaning up after dinner, someone asks Mercedes about a new ring on her left hand. Mercedes shares the news that her longtime partner proposed and that she said yes.
What? Why did you tell us that?
When the students aren't gathering data and working with the telescope, they're sharing moments like this that are the building blocks for an adult life. However, youth still has a stronghold. Keeping in tune with the whole sleepaway camp vibe here, they have deep conversations when they're tucked into their sleeping bags.
Just about, like, as astronomers, like, some of the questions that you kind of just have to accept of, like, A, how small you are, B, how, like, everything you do is, in the end, kind of irrelevant, because it's like, and if you, like, look on such large time scales, it can, you know, your life is like just this tiny blip. But then at the same time, like, how freeing that was to all of us, of where it, like, kind of, like, it kind of relieves this, like, pressure of existence almost, because it's just like, well, it doesn't matter what I do, so I'm just going to do what I want and, like, try and make that the most meaningful thing that I can to myself.
Before heading back down the horrible road, this time in the dark, we all go outside to look up at the sky. The Milky Way stretches out above us. The dome of the observatory is open. The red lights from inside make it look like a giant white pizza oven that's on fire. It's only 10 o'clock. The peak hours for the students to study the sky are between 11:30 and 2:30 in the morning. Their heads won't hit pillows until 4 a.m. For them, the night is still very young.